Once again, Border Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this wonderful Lord's Day. Psalms 1 reads like this: Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let us pray. Our most glorious Lord, most heavenly Father, we come to thee in spirit and in prayer. We ask thee, Lord, to please to forgive our sins, to forgive the sins of our church and our family, but of our nation as well, Lord. Help us, Father, to return to thee, to turn to thee, and to be fruitful for thee, Lord. We ask for your healing hand upon this nation, but upon our church family too, Father, for there are many sick and afflicted. We ask your blessing upon today's service, that it be uplifting and encouraging to all who hear it. And may they sing your praises all the week long. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quites, with all the other never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you've been looking for all this time. Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about some. Brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. The moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when you hear that devil start talking to you, saying, who do you think you are? Well, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody. You rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. For the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Jesus.
I was a wandering soul, traveling a well-worn road, a sinner so far from home, no second chance in sight. I heard you call my name, I felt you lift my shame, and I made a vow that day I'd spend the rest of my life loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story of how mercy can reach you where you are. And I pray the whole world hears the cry of my heart is to see all the ones I love loving my Jesus. Sin tries to make you high, whispers that same old lie. Keep all your pain inside, 'cause no one will understand. The last thing this lost world needs is someone I'm trying to be. Truth that is said me free, 'cause I'm just a broken man loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story of how mercy can reach you where you are. And I pray the whole song's been sung, I'll stand face to face with the one who gave all for me. May all I have to show be all that mattered most, making your great name known. Let this be my only legacy, loving my Jesus, showing my scars, telling my story, how mercy can reach you where you are. And I pray the whole world hears the cry of my
since Jesus came into my heart. I have lied in my soul for which long I have sought, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. I have ceased from my wandering and going astray, since Jesus came into my heart. And my sins, which were many, are all washed away, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. There's a light in the valley of death now for me, since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of the city beyond I can see, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart. I shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul, like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came into my heart.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough. Oh, fear is a liar. He'll take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear is a liar. He'll rob your rest, steal your happiness. Cast your fear in the fire, 'cause fear, he is a liar. When he told you you are trouble, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change. Oh, fear is a liar. He'll take your breath, stop you in your steps. Let your fire fall, cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I fear. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Oh, fear is a liar. He'll take your breath.
Let us please continue to remember Omer Lee and Virgil Marshall and our church family in our prayers. Pray for strength and healing and comfort upon them, their family, and for one another. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all as we can as the good Lord allows. Today I pose a question to you. Are you fruitful for the Lord? John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Are you fruitful? Galatians 6, verses 8 through 9. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I ask you again, are you fruitful? Matthew 13:23. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Again, I ask you, are you fruitful? Luke chapter 6, verses 43-45. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bringeth forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. I ask you again, are you fruitful? Galatians 5, verses 19 through 23. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. I ask you again, are you fruitful? 2 Corinthians 9. Verses 6 through 9. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, and that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, He hath dispersed abroad, He hath given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. I ask again, are you fruitful? Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. Again, I ask, are you fruitful? Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 17. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. I ask again, are you fruitful? James chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I ask again, are you fruitful? I leave you with this thought. If we're to be fruitful, then someone needs to partake of our fruit. Is your fruit rotten? I pray it isn't. I pray that your fruit is fruitful for Christ and his will. Let us pray for one another to be fruitful for Christ. As I leave you with the words of James, chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Dear great God above in heaven, we want to praise you for your great wisdom. You're so wise. You know all things, and you created the Bible, your holy word, for us to learn, for us to get into, for us to decipher, and to have your Holy Spirit guide us as we go through it. You use such great imagery, such great examples, such as our fruits of the Spirit. We pray, Lord, that we soak up your love, that we soak up your wisdom, and that we are able to manifest this into the fruits, that we are able to share these with one another, that others can partake, that they understand and experience the greatness of your wonderful creation, of your wonderful love, of your grace, of your mercy. We pray, Lord, that you please help us to grow in this manner. Please help us to have the courage to offer that fruit to others. Help us to be the example that we need to be in our communities and our workplaces. Please help us as we go through these weeks of being alone, being away from our church family. We pray, Lord, blessings upon each and every one of them, and ask that your grace may abound evermore. We pray, Lord, that you please forgive us for where we fall short, and please correct our steps that we might walk into the paths of righteousness that Jesus has set before us, that we may enter at the straight and narrow gate, that we may be able to enter your kingdom when it's all said and done. We pray, Lord, that you please continue to be with us and guide us in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family of God.